Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Welcome back to Episode 7 of Season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes, part of the National Podcast Post-Month Challenge. This is George Soroy, and thank you so much for being here. And I hope you've been enjoying this verbal trip down memory lane for me as I go through all of my experiences in writing for both the stage and the big and small screen. Now, keep in mind that when it comes to writing for the stage and big and small screen, it's not like I'm saying that all these different things were actually produced, because a lot of it has not yet. Each thing that I worked on was definitely a learning experience. One thing that I was really taken with was a learning experience I had when I was a senior in high school at Mills E. Godwin High School in Richmond, Virginia, Henrico County. Going into my senior year, one of my classes was English 12, and I was excited that I had Mrs. Witten as my teacher, because I'd heard great things about her. She keeps the class moving forward, working hard, but at the same time, everyone's having fun with it. Really good, light atmosphere. It reminded me of my summer school teacher in 1992 when I was a sophomore, because I did not vibe well with my teacher my sophomore year in English class. But my summer school teacher for English was fantastic, and she kept a really good light atmosphere and not only made us want to work our hardest for her, but my friends and I were like competing with each other to see who can get the better grade. Like it was wild. And so that same sort of vibe was here in Mrs. Witten's class. And one of the things that she assigned was every week we would keep a journal and hand them in on Fridays, and then on Mondays we get them back. And on Mondays, when we look through what was written, what we had written, she would add little notes on there, and just to basically just something that we can keep consistent with throughout the year. One of my earliest submissions was me musing about what I was going to do with all these characters I started creating with my friends back in fourth grade, and then kept with me when I made the move from Poughkeepsie, New York to Richmond, Virginia. And I just kept on picking at them because I knew there was something there, but I didn't know what. I wanted to see them as books, movies, comic books, all this different multimedia stuff. And I would go so far as I said in an earlier episode, I would use index cards and write up opening credits, pick a piece of music to go with it, and just have fun kind of manifesting what I would love to see these stories become film on the big screen. I would love these kinds of credits to start them up, to really set the tone for the show. By the time that I started my senior year, I felt like I'd hit the wall with them. Even in my own steno notebooks, I'd killed off various characters and moved on into other generations. This is during the time I was very familiar with Transformers, and it became my go-to series when I was a kid. After two great seasons in 1986, I had Transformers the Movie, where they killed a whole bunch of familiar characters off, including Optimus Prime. It was season three was a whole new generation of Autobots and Decepticons. And for a lot of people, it took some getting used to. I really loved the evolution of it, so I was kind of playing into that in my own stories. But I felt like I just kind of hit a wall with them. I didn't really know what I was going to be doing with them after this. So I just kind of put that in the journal, just saying that I don't know what I'm going to do with this. Should I maybe stop doing it? Or should I move on to something else? Should I start from scratch? I wasn't sure. I had no idea. I turned in my journal at the end of that week, and on Monday, I got a very interesting note from Mrs. Witten. She wanted to hear more. She wanted to know more about these characters, about the world that I'd started way back when. And so I just went for it. I filled page after page after page of backstory, what the characters looked like, where each one came from, and what their real names are. And she was eating it up. She was absolutely loving it. She kept on saying, like, I want to know more. And she was pushing me, practically, to write more about it. And I was filling up just page after page with more stuff, with more stories. And just really just diving into this world that I was so ready to walk away from. And now all of a sudden I'm diving back in and having a blast doing it. It was fun again because I had an audience, and a really important audience. And I wouldn't know this until much later on of how valuable these characters had become for me. And keep in mind, my mother kept on telling me that I was wasting my time writing and drawing about those stupid characters. She kept on saying, those stupid characters. The day came when we would be able to take a look at our final grade. If we had gotten an 85 or higher, we were exempt from taking the final exam. That's something very important I want to emphasize. You had to get an 85 or higher. And if you got it, you didn't have to take the final exam. I was called up. I took a look at my grade, and it was an 83, 2 points short of being exempt from having to take the final exam. 2 points. That's all it took. She looked at me and just goes, I don't really want to give you your exam, so what do you say we give you some Excelsior extra credit? And this is because she'd gotten a whole lot of backstory and everything on the character Excelsior. All of a sudden, Excelsior extra credit is being called, not announced to the rest of the class or anything, but just for me and her. And she adds 2 points to my final grade because of those stupid characters. And all of a sudden, I have an 85. I'm exempt from taking my exam. And you know damn well that I was ready to rub that in mom's face when I got home. Because I told her flat out, those stupid characters got me out of having to take a final exam. And to her credit, she stopped calling them that and supported me as a writer from then on. And so that experience was very important to me because it was the first time that I had really seen something that I had written pay off in such a way. Writing the sketch for the junior class variety show was huge, but this was prose, and there was a character that I had been nurturing. Excelsior himself had only been around for 2 years, but his world had existed another 7 years before that. This was something that I was working on, curating, caring for, and chipping away at it. And sure enough, there it is. I got my first real payoff of having created these characters. And that would wind up being the first of quite a few to come. So I am really excited that you're joining me on this journey of looking back at all of this time as a writer for all these different mediums. I had no idea what was going to be waiting for me when I would start college the very next year. And not only would I be starting college, but I would be starting college in New York City. I was going back to New York, where I was born. I would not be aware of how I would get inspired to write my very first one-act play. I'm looking forward to exploring that with you. And I hope that you've enjoyed this trip down memory lane as much as I have. I want to be as entertaining as possible for those of you who are listening. And I look forward to getting your feedback. So until the next episode, this is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to heesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to George@heesgotit.com.